This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning, Philip C, and myself, Shazana Mukhtar. Let's turn our attention to urban infrastructure. I mean, keeping to the day's theme of resuming travel and reopening borders, there's a noticeable return of the hustle and bustle in our city centres as many people start working in the office again. So many of us may be embarking on that daily commute to work, whether you're driving on the roads again or using public transport.
Now, the recently tabled 12th Malaysia Plan does acknowledge that more needs to be done to improve transport infrastructure, and has set out targets of increasing public transport usership as well as promoting green mobility. So now, these goals really, they're laudable, but is there sufficient clarity on how we're going to achieve them?
So for suggestions on how urban transport infrastructure can be improved, we speak to Ziad Raza, research advisor at the think tank The Centre. Good morning, Ziad. Thanks so much for joining us today. What do you think? Does the 12th Malaysia Plan accurately diagnose the flaws in the urban transport system, especially as the economy reopens and travel restrictions are lifted?
Thanks so much. I think, firstly, the 12th Malaysia Plan does rightly designate enhancing connectivity and transport infrastructure as one of the four policy enablers in the plan. And it's, most importantly, it's rightly identified inadequate first and last mile connectivity as a main challenge in urban public transport. So the plan talks about poor on-time performance, long journey times, lack of holistic travel demand management, low cost of car ownership. And the strategies, I think, are broadly correct. But I think one thing that is troubling for the prospects for public transport in the plan, and then this one you gotta just read a bit clearly to identify, is that the plan has very quietly dropped the target for more 40% modal share of public transport. And this target's been on the policy books since 2010 at the very least. And instead, the 12th Malaysia Plan sets a target of 5% annual growth in public transport ridership. Now that tells me two things. One is that, you know, perhaps the government's coming to a realization that getting to 40% from the current achievement, I think it's about 21.8% in 2018, that achievement is challenging, fair enough. But I think what's worrying is the same chapter in the 12th Malaysia Plan talks about how new vehicle registration in Malaysia is growing at 6% per annum. Now, if that's a national rate, I haven't looked up the numbers for this, but if that's a national rate, then probably in Klang Valley, it's probably closer to 8 or 10%. Now, if you have a target for 5% increase in public ridership, public transport ridership in Klang Valley per annum, and at the same time, you know that private vehicle registration is growing at 8, 10% per annum, perhaps in Klang Valley, sounds like the government might be waving a white flag on public transport growth. So that, for me, is concerning. Having said that, I think the strategies outlined are broadly correct. More emphasis on micro-mobility, integration of ride-hailing. One problem that I think the plan does omit to mention, which I think is a ticking bomb that we need to resolve at some point, is Prasarana. Is the main operator for public transport in KL, Penang, Kuantan, Perak. They make losses of anywhere between 3 to 5 billion ringgit a year. Debt levels at 40 billion ringgit a year, 40 billion ringgit now, and growing. And there's no clarity at all as to whether this very important operator for public transport, especially in Klang Valley, right? What's the long-term sustainability for Prasarana? That's another concern.
Yeah, I have a broader question though, since you know, it seems like the government might be waving this white flag when it comes to public transport, but realistically, how can we actually increase the usage of it over the next 5 years? What should be prioritised there?
Shamin, that's a good question. I mean, to be fair to the government, there's been a lot of work done in the past 10 years in particular to grow ridership in public transport, right? In investments in urban rail infrastructure, we've got MRT1 online, MRT2, phase one is launching in November. I think I'm very excited about that. MRT3 is now in discussions. There's also introductions of frequent user passes for urban transportation. The My 100 pass, My 50 pass. There's improvements in interstate rail connectivity as well. So put it this way, Xiaoning, there's been a lot of investments in supply. I think the time has come now to have a conversation about demand management. Lots of carrots, right, but where are the sticks? So, I think that's the question now.
So I want to just build on the earlier point you said, which was Prasarana being a ticking time bomb. What is the problem in Prasarana? Is this the issue of demand, whereas we're not designed well to basically concentrate demand to make economies of scale work, or are there other underlying issues like procurement and such?
I think there's a bit of both. I think one is supply, I think, is still a challenge. You know, the truth is that bus investments is not sexy, Philip. A lot of politicians, they like the big, you know, MRT projects, rail projects, groundbreaking for billion ringgit projects. But buses really are where the last mile, first mile connectivity at. Buses are where most B40 people are at. And there's still lack of enough adequate coverage, I think, for buses. We did a research at the center a few months back, I think, on bus coverage just in Shah Alam, which is a relatively urban area. Yeah. And there's still huge blind spots where there's very little to no bus coverage. That's one. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, on the demand side as well, for instance, I remember there's been conversations around congestion pricing since the 80s in KL. And I know for a fact that the SPAD Act, the Suruhanjaya Perkhidmatan Awam Darat Act, before it was repealed, that act actually had a provision for SPAD, now APAD, APAD, to look into congestion pricing. So the tools are there, the need is there, but I think, you know, perhaps we are in a mood where politicians are wary of angering voters, I think, is the challenge.
Ziad, thank you so much for your comments this morning. This definitely warrants a longer conversation. We hope to have you back on the show again soon. That was Ziad Razat, Research Advisor at the Centre, talking to us about the weaknesses in our urban infrastructure system and, you know, just the challenges that we have in trying to promote more public transport usership.
I like his observation that we have really missed out the end state target, because he recognizes that private use of vehicles is going to grow much faster than public use of vehicles. So I'm happy to volunteer myself as a model for any bus route launch.
It's always the last mile connectivity, yeah, which is the issue in Malaysia. Like he says, we love to build MRT, LRT. We love these big, clunky trains, but they don't connect. They don't connect you to your home.
Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.